Vibes, man. Vibes. Friday Night History 79, Season 3, Episode 13, Sode no Watari. As was said many times before on the podcast, people in the imperial capital, what today we call Kyoto, thought of the Tohoku region as beyond the civilized world. It entered the court's control relatively late, and its population resisted for a long time, and somehow managed to hang on to semi-autonomy despite that. And after all, the ancient name for the region, Michinoku, means beyond where the road ends, which should give some clear idea of what the perception in Kyoto was. This influenced subsequent attitudes as the empire brought the region more firmly into its control as of the Heian era. But the image of the north as the far side of the civilized world endured in the poetic imagination, and so there are several utamakura, poem pillows, literally, a category of places that are poetic allusions in haiku and tanka, which are located in the Tohoku region, and a fair number of them are in Miyagi Prefecture. The Sendai Bay area alone has many. The major rivers, Natori, Abukuma, and Hirose, are some I ought to mention from the start. Also in the list is Tsutsujigaoka, a district of Sendai close to Sendai Station, which was once known for its azaleas, tsutsuji in Japanese. Readers of my novel Confluence will remember a pretty important scene set in modern Tsutsujigaoka. Shiogama, the shrine of the city around it, is also an utamakura popularized by Minamoto no Toru, the poet and sometime governor, who was in time the subject of his own no play. Then in Ishinomaki likewise are several, including the curiously named Sode no Watari, Sleeve Crossing. Wait, what? First of all, where is it? Well, it's actually not too far north of Nakase Island, the subject of episode 75, The Church in the Delta. The crossing roughly spans the southern branch of the Kitakami through central Ishinomaki from Sumiyoshi Park to the opposite banks. Today, getting across the Kitakami in that area is easy. There's a bridge in walking distance spanning the river. But before, it had to involve a ferry. Interestingly, this park today also includes the small rock from which Ishinomaki is said to derive its name, which in turn is connected to local memory and myth-making that grew out of the memory of local resistance to the Amato court's increasing regional control, but that's all stuff we can get into in another episode. We're here to talk about Sleeve Ferry. So, why is it called Sleeve Ferry in the first place? That I'm not sure, and it's less important here. The point is that by that name, it attained its notoriety. In poetry, it gets used as an allusion for drying one's eyes with kimono sleeves joined as one raises one's hands to their face, and otherwise gets used in relation to grief, sadness. Noted diarist Sei Shonagon, author of The Pillow Book, wrote a poem that uses this utamakura, lamenting her lover Fujiwara no Sanekata's departure for a government posting in Michinoku. Toko mo fuchi, fuchi mo se naranu namida ga wa, sode no watari wa arajitozo omou. My bed has turned to deep water, a river of tears that is far from shallow, deeper than even the crossing its sleeve ferry. It's sad to say, but Shonagon's poem was strangely prescient. Sanekata died while in service in Michinoku as its governor. Based in Tagajo, the provincial capital and seat of the colonial administration of the north. His grave still stands in the city of Natori. But Sode no Watari attained its modern fame because of Matsuo Basho's visit that features in his travelogue Oku no Hosomichi, Narrow Road to the Interior. After leaving the Sendai castle town, Basho and his companion Kawai Sora headed east along the coast. They passed through Shiogama, where they visited the shrine, and then went to Matsushima, where they paid their respects at Zuiganji Temple, and the subject of episode 37, Shin-Emon Inari, Oshima Island. Basho claims that he was struck speechless at the beauty of Matsushima Bay, but Sora's account disagrees, as it often does when Basho makes claims like this. After that, they came to Ishinomaki. Basho says they didn't mean to wind up there, taking a rougher road, but I don't know that I buy that. Ishinomaki, not just as Basho would have known it, but the land that comes inside the bounds of the modern city of the same name has several Utamakura, including Sodenowatari. I want to quote Sato Hiroaki's translation of that entry in the Okuno Hosomichi to situate the reference in context. Quote, "On the 12th we meant to go to Hiraizumi, but because we had heard about the Aneha Pine and the thong-breaking bridge, we took a road seldom used by people, but frequented by pheasants, rabbits, and woodcutters, and pushed ahead until we took the wrong road and ended up coming out in a port called Ishinomaki. Across the sea we saw Mount Kinka, of which a poem saying gold has bloomed was presented to His Majesty. Several hundred freight ships gathered in the inlet, houses vied for the land, and smoke kept rising from the ovens. Wondering how we ended up in a place like this, we tried to find lodging, but no one was willing to let us lodge. Finally, we managed to spend the night in a poor small house, and as the day broke, we resumed wandering along an unknown road. We walked on a long riverbank, looking at Sleeve Ferry, Meadow of Mottled Tails, and the sedge field of Mano in the distance. After lodging one night in a place called Toima, which was along an elongated marsh, we reached Hiraizumi. The distance between the two was a little over 20 li, I think." End quote. The roads in the area generally ran east-west, connecting Ishinomaki and Senda, and at the time, some of it was also spanned by canals. The Teizan Canal spans that distance today along the coast, connecting the Kitakami and the Abukuma rivers, but while that was begun in Basho's time, it wouldn't be finished and in its present form until the 19th century. So I don't know that I buy Basho's claim, but he was probably taking some poetic license. I also don't buy that he saw Kinkasan from what was then Ishinomaki, immediately around the southern fork of the Kitakami River. Kinkasan is on the other side of the Ojika Peninsula, and I don't know that it would be visible from behind the peninsula's hills and on the far side of Ishinomaki. What I don't doubt is his view of a busy, lively port town. We've been talking about just that over the past few episodes. He even references the 1,000 koku ships. But it was important to Basho to put his visit this way, even if some of it is hyperbole or straight-up fabrication. Why? The vibes. It was the vibes. This was the ass end of nowhere for the poets who so inspired Basho, and so it was thick with these places that he'd have known from the Utamakura illusions. These heroes of his thought of being there as lost in the wilds, so of course he too would go to the trouble of leaving a travelogue that made himself look similarly lost. A lot of the places he mentions might not be familiar to the Anglophone reader, but I bet you'll recognize the one from the next place he visited, Hiraizumi, former capital of the semi-independent northern Fujiwara clan of the Heian era, by the poem he wrote about it, Natsukusa ya tsuwamono domo ga yume no ato. Summer grass, all that remains of warriors' dreams. Whether Heian poetic allusions or riverbanks within modern cities, to me, the critical point is, after years of being told that it was all meaningless, I want people to understand. These places are important, the stories about them are important, and the fact that we still remember them is important. And with that, I will see you next time. I'm Nairi, and this has been Friday Night History. Now, questions? Friday Night History is a historical romp with me, your favorite history dyke, Dr. Nairi A. Bakalian. Our theme is O Hayashi from Paratune, licensed under CC 4.0. This podcast is brought to you by my Patreon patrons, so thank you to Sorcha, Catherine, Emily, Eric, Jan, Bob, Ryan, Sean, Ennis, Faith, JD, Kaz, Rita, Dinsdale, ALC, AO65, Amy, Daphne, Dr. Yakumo, Lemur, Gnarl, Irene, Jesse, Catherine, Katie, Laura, Maeve, Mark, Nora, Sinan, Aura, Bewick, Charlene, Charles, Danny, Deborah, Emily D, Emily R, Julie, Gabe, Jacob, Jax, Jocelyn, Kathy, Kim, Mary, Phoebe, Phoebe Z, Relia, Rueri, Lisa, Susan, Tora, Zandra, Allison, Amy, Andrick, Bruce, Charlotte, Kyle. Colin, Flitterkit, Jack, Kelly, Lane, Natalie, Fuong, Planes, Sam, Samantha, Vera, Ines, and Zoe. I couldn't have done it without you. Thank you so much, and remember, who you are and what lights your fire is worth fighting for. North Star forever. I'll see you around.